Hi guys, thanks for listening to episode 83 of the Kitchen Stitches podcast. Today is February 25th, and it is a absolutely beautiful spring day here in the Houston, Texas area. It's absolutely gorgeous. Not a cloud in the sky. Trees are starting to bloom. Allergies are hitting full force. But I'll take it while it lasts. It'll get super hot before too long. It is just me and Katie today. It's a super busy time of year, so Darcy had family obligations and wasn't able to join us. I do want to start off, and no one has mentioned anything about the sound issues that I asked about in the last episode, but I did listen to the episode, and I know there was no problem with Darcy and Katie, but I did notice that I tend to talk. I mean, I know that I tend to talk very quietly, but if there were sound issues, it was when I was talking. So rather than try any sophisticated technology, I'm going to try some behavior modification on my part.
Well, it's when you would sit back.
Yeah.
Sit back from the iPad
and
too.
Today should be better because with just me and Katie, we can put the iPad between the two of us and it's, you know, it's not as awkward of a setup. Speaking of, I'm Summer, and you can find me on Ravelry and on Instagram as Summer Yarns, which is SOMERYARNS. You can find the Ravelry group at Kitchen Stitches, and you can find the blog, which has some show notes from previous episodes, and our social media presences at kitchenstitches.com.
I'm Katie. You can find me on Ravelry as Katie B, KAYTEEBE. Instagram is Katie B, KT. And if you go to Ravelry, you can find the buttons and links there for all my profiles.
So we have today knitting finished objects, works in progress, casting on soon. I feel like I'm leaving something out. There was something I was thinking about talking about when I was driving to Katie's, and I don't remember what it was. Maybe it'll come back to me. Acquisitions and reading and watching. I do have a very small, and I'll do what I did last time. I'll add in the tiny bit of In the Kitchen right here. Last time I mentioned the carrot cake that Laura was making me for my birthday. She had actually made it that morning, so we had it that night, and I wanted to follow up because that was one very good cake. The recipe was from Sally's Baking Addiction, and I told Laura that it tasted like something I could have gotten from a bakery. It was a really, really good recipe, and the cream cheese icing wasn't too sweet, which I know a lot of people's problem with cream cheese icing is it can be overwhelming. And in fact, we went to some friend's house, and they, the friend of mine, I had asked if she liked carrot cake because I know it's, you know, some people do, some people don't. And one of the things she said it was my birthday. We needed to bring whatever, but her reservation was that the icing tended to be too sweet. And she told Laura that it was perfect, that it wasn't too sweet. So that's a recipe I would highly recommend. And it wasn't very difficult. I mean, I think the hardest part of it is grating the carrots. But so there's my 30-second In the Kitchen segment. So finished objects, Katie, do you want to start?
Sure. It's not quite finished, but by the time we record again, it will be finished. So then I can stop talking about it. The Sophisticated Traveler, which is a triangle shaped shawl by Cassie Muntsgaard. I'm using Plucky Knitter Sophisticate, which is a mohair, silk, and merino blend. And Traveler Sport, which is silk and merino. The Sophisticate is Elixir, which is a purple that leans pink. And then the Traveler Sport in Lady Violet, which is a dark purple, navy purple, purple navy. And they are so pretty together. So I'm in the ribbing at the bottom, and you do that for a couple inches, and then you bind off. So I'm in the home stretch with that. So that'll be finished in the next week or two. I took that to work because that's something it's mindless enough now I don't have to pay attention.
Yeah.
So that's all I'm going to have is FOs, or almost FOs.
And I don't have a lot either. I finished The Shock Star Slouch by Emma Walford. I made this using Ancient Arts Fibercrafts 100% Superwash Merino DK in the gray tabby colorway. And I'm trying to get it out of the bag. I talked about this last time. I was worried that it was going to end up... This is not the right thing. It's right here. I was worried that it was going to be too busy, and I think it's fine. It is very busy, but you can see it has a cable panel. It looks kind of like rings running up the side, and then this kind of one-stitch cable that goes... One row goes to the left, and then the next row goes to the right. It kind of makes a little crosshatch pattern. And I think it's fine. I mean, it's not... There are probably better yarns for it, but I really like it. I've worn it a few times while I could, and I'm very happy with it. I really liked the yarn, too. And then I finished two Kit Kat hats for the Pussy Hat Project for my friend Sarah, using using Sweet Georgia Superwash Merino Worsted in the Berry Tart colorway, which is like hot pink and purple, basically. I finished two, well, I am 99.9% finished with two of them. I haven't woven in the ends, and the Kit Kat pattern, which is a free pattern by Andre Sue Knits, has a little stitch that you put in the corner to make the like kitty cat ears stand out a little bit, and I haven't done the stitches on that. I figured I would do all of them when I'm completely done. I'll get to that in a minute. So those are super mindless knitting. We've been doing site visits for work. At my job, we support 8 different libraries, and we've been doing annual site visits, and some of these libraries are an hour and a half away. So I got two really good days of hat knitting, and finished one. Well, I got a lot done on the first one, the first day, finished it over the course of the past couple of weeks, and then finished the second one and cast on the third one, which I'll talk about in a minute, on the way on our trip yesterday. So that was great. Finished objects for spinning. I finished Three Waters Farm BFL in the early blooming colorway. And light's not super great, but the braid was kind of a lot of pinks and peaches and blues and greens. And I did this differently than I usually do. And instead of just splitting it in half down the middle, I pulled out all of the pink portion and then all of the green portion and made sure it was about half and half, and then spun them and then plied them. So it's super, super barber pole-y. And looking at it, I think it leans towards the pink side. Like, yeah. If I look at it, it has more of a pink essence to it. But I really like this. It's not my favorite that I've done. I think maybe for my preference is just a little too barber pole-y, but it's a lesson I learned while I was spinning it, that, you know, maybe that technique isn't one I want to go with again. Maybe the colors are so contrasting. But it's still pretty. I don't have any idea what I'll make out of it. It might make a good... Well, it's not... How many yards did I get? It's only 184 yards. So really couldn't do much more. Yeah, mitts. It might make good mitts. I don't think it would be great for a cowl or a hat just because I think it would be too busy. But mitts might be a good idea. So that's all of my finished objects. And I'm going to keep going because I'm going to segue into my works in progress. As I mentioned, I cast on a third Kit Kat hat. And I'm moving into that because I knew that I would forget it because I forgot to put it on my works in progress. I cast on the third one, and I am about halfway through the brim on that one. And this is all I've been working on at work. So it's taken me about a week, maybe a little more than a week, to get one finished. So this will, you know, it'll be finished sometime in March. It's no hurry. I don't, even if there were a march to go to, I don't know that anybody would be wearing a hat in Houston.
Also, it was like today.
Yeah, today actually was cool. So, but I, you know, by the time I finish it, it's probably too late for that. I am also working on Cat's Paw by Emma Galati, and I'm using Ancient Arts Fiber Crafts Fingering Sock Yarn in Tuxedo Cat, which is a black and white yarn.
You're into the black and white right now.
Well, I'll talk about this more in acquisitions. The Cat's Paw pattern is a long cowl. I've got my needles are caught. It starts with an odd little ribbing, and then there's sections of stockinette and garter. No, not garter. Stockinette, and I guess reverse stockinette with some eyelets. And then it gets to some interesting mesh pattern. I haven't gotten there yet. I'm probably about a third of the way done with it. And I wasn't sure this was going to be great either. I mean, it's not going to show the pattern well, but I wanted to make it with this. So that is that one. I am still working on my vanilla socks using mustache yarn in the Sorting Hat colorway. I probably have done a couple of stripes at the most since the last time we recorded. They're, you know, stick it in my bag, knitting, you know, and knit when I have a chance. I am still working on my Herbivore by Stephen West using Hedgehog Fibers sock in the pod colorway. And I mentioned last time that this is the colorway that I tend to gravitate towards, and when I was in Austin a couple of weeks ago, we were shopping, and the first one I grabbed was this same colorway. So I've made quite a bit of progress, I guess, since the last time we recorded. I was probably had this little section done, and I am on this, it's two parts. I'm on the second part. You knit till it's about 12 inches deep, and I am at about probably 6 inches. Yeah. It is really pretty. The yarn is really pretty. This is a really boring pattern to knit to me. And it's got this, so it's got a section of just stockinette, and then little wedges of twisted rib. And the twisted rib just makes it go really slowly. So I'll pick it up. And part of it also is probably the stitch markers that I grabbed because they're rubbery. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't slide very, very quickly or very easily.
Because I like those stitch markers.
I like them. But it seems to be slowing me down. And it may not be. It may just be
monotony.
Yeah. So I'm trying to make myself do at least a row or two per night. Like, I'll watch a podcast or we'll watch a television show, and I'll do, you know, however much I can get done in that time. And this, I was doing this because Bookish Stitcher is doing, and for her spotlight designer for whatever month this is, February, she's doing Stephen West. So I wanted to do a pattern along with that. There's no way I'm going to finish this. So it'll just go on my whip pile after February. But I'm happy with the amount of progress I made on it. What else? And then the only other thing, knitting wise, I've put a little bit of work into my harvest. I'm maybe an inch further than I was last time. It's slow going. It's gotten to the point where it's heavy and it's getting warmer. So I'm not really wanting to work on it. There's not a lot of incentive because I'm not going to have a real opportunity to wear it in Houston again until the fall. So I'm making myself continue to work on it, so I will.
Fall comes.
Yeah, but not more than just a couple of rows at a time. And then spinning, I am working on Elemental Fiberworks. It's a Polworth mohair silk blend in the Venus colorway. And I'm almost finished with the first half, so I grabbed a second half that I haven't ripped up yet just to bring. It is a lot of white or undyed with blips of pink and kind of a golden colorway and a yellow orange and gray. I think the gray maybe tends toward the blue side. When it's spun up, it's very peachy.
Yeah,
it's pretty. It's not exactly my colors. You know, it's the downside of being in a club. You don't always get the colors that you want or that you gravitate towards. But with the mohair and silk blend, if it's thin, it's spinning fairly thin, I might be able to do socks out of it.
Mm.
So that is, it is really soft. I mentioned in the last episode that I had learned that I didn't enjoy spinning mohair. It's obviously the prep, because this is very easy to spin, and I'm enjoying it a lot. Okay, that's it.
Okay, for whips. I haven't touched it since we recorded last, but I plan on getting back to work on it. My Ohm Shawl by Andrea Mowry. It's a big wrap that you can wear different ways, like a poncho or like a wrap. And it has a lot of buttons on it, like 19 buttons.
I was just going to say, is that the one with the buttons?
Yeah, that's the one. I don't have buttons yet, Chris. You know, I got to finish it first. So I'm using Plucky Knitter Snug Worsted, which is an alpaca merino blend. I think there might be some cashmere in there. And I'm past the color work section into that long middle section. I'm using Wonderlust, which is a gray. Social Graces, which is like a blue-green. Melba, which is like a peachy orange, orangey peach. And then Gilded Age, which is a golden yellow. So I'm going to pick that back up here soon. I did a couple rows on my OMG heel socks by Megan Williams using an Unwind Yarn Company sock blank. It's in blues and purples and splashes of green. And then I used some Plucky Knitter for the heels or the toes. I'm not going to do the heel in a different color, I don't think. I don't think I want to fuss with that, and then do the cuffs in a different color. And then I started two nights ago my Hidden Falls wrap, which is also by Plucky Knitter. It's one of her designs. You knit it in the round and then you steek it. I think that's an easy introduction. It's not like a sweater or something where you really have to worry about it. I'm using Primo Erin, Plucky Knitter Primo Erin, in Lonesome Highway, which is a dark gray. Athos, which is a really pretty deep red. Green Goddess, which is a chartreuse green. Skies in November, which is a blue. And On the Rocks, which is a medium to light gray. And so I started that, and I'm in the first lace section. So it's alternating sections of stockinette and then lace, the yarn over, knit two together sections. So that's all I didn't put it on here, but I also had at work that I was working on was my Age of Brass and Seam shawl. Using Magnificent DK by Knit Circus in like a blue-green gradient. So I'm about two-thirds of the way through that, maybe. So that's at work. But I've been working on my Sophisticated Traveler instead the last all week. So
Casting on soon. I've been participating in the Just One More Row 12 and 17 knit along, which is a single skein knit along. So on March 1st, I wanted to cast on something. And I'm going to use Yarn Carnival, which is, I don't remember what the base is, but it's a really light fingering. And it's in the Shark Week colorway. And it's something like 800 yards. It's a really big skein.
It's like almost lace weight, but yeah. not. Because yeah. I have a skein of that in pyroclastic, mm-hmm. which is gray with splotches of orange. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was looking for something big to do it with, and I had found one in my queue that I had decided on. I don't actually remember what it was, but I was looking today. And I guess I probably had the option for crochet turned off, so I didn't see everything when I was doing my searching, and I saw the virus shawl, which the pattern in Ravelry is attributed to Julia Marquardt, but, and that's of, oh gosh, I can't remember. There's a website, Wool something, that's a German website. She is manager of the website. I don't know what you would call that. But there, she has a note on the pattern page that says that she didn't design the pattern. It is apparently an unknown designer, and it's been popular in Germany for several years. And it looks like there was a little bit of contention there, because there is another pattern by someone else, I don't remember the name, that is almost exactly the same, and she was saying that person's not it was one of these kind of drama-esque things, but I don't care. It's a pretty pattern. I actually saw somebody at Into the Wool had one. I think it was Tenchick, T-E-N-C-H-I-C-K, who is Desiree, I think. I think she was the one. She had a gorgeous virus shawl that was in a gradient, and then Tania, who is T.W. Crochet... 83. And 83. I don't remember her exact. I don't remember all of it, Tania. But she's Tania. but she said that she had crocheted one also, and so that one came up at the top of my list, and it's the perfect amount of yarn for it. If I don't use it, I don't know that I will use a full 800 yards. It's one of those you get to a certain point and then you knit, crochet until it's the size you want. As long as I can get half of the skein used for this, then that would be great. It is apparently, the way it is published by Julia Marquardt on her website is through a series of YouTube videos, but someone else transcribed the videos into written instructions on a PDF. Otherwise, I would have said no way. But
because a lot of people have made it. It's been really popular. I look at it every once in a while.
There's like 3,000 projects or something.
Because I like crocheting, and I'm like, sometimes you just want something different. And
right, and
like,
that's what I figured. It's quicker, so maybe I could actually do an 800
yard. You know, at work, you could pick it up and put it down in the middle of a row.
Much easier with crochet.
Or knitting. Yeah. I don't personally like to do that unless I have to.
Right. So that is... that I'm casting on soon for sure. And then, oh gosh, there was something else I was thinking about. Oh man. I don't remember.
No, that was the only one you had. That was the section I messed up in the show.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't add that. No, I noticed, I was thinking about something else I was planning to cast on. Maybe I was thinking about, I mentioned last time in acquisitions that I placed a Big 8 Sleep Knit order, and I was thinking about maybe casting on something with that yarn. I was also thinking about casting on something hand spun. Oh, and then I was listening to Two Knitlet Chicks on the way over here, and they're doing a colorwork cowl in March. So I was also thinking that maybe I would cast on something small. I've done stripes, and I've done like color work where you do the slip stitch that's not, it's not stranded or anything like that. But I'm last year I had said was going to be the year of color work, and I did no color work. So I really want to learn to do some stranded work. So I'm kind of looking for a smaller pattern for that, a Or maybe brioche. Maybe do something with brioche. I'm not sure. But the one for sure is the virus shawl.
Well, Malabrigo merch starts next week, too. So there may be something there. Oh, that's true. I voted, but I haven't gone back to really see what they picked. I wasn't overwhelmed with a lot of the suggestions. And there wasn't anything that I really wanted to suggest. Mm-hmm. So I need a small project. I need something I can knit in like 2 weeks because all this other stuff is
just the hat was nice this month because I did that within 2 weeks. And it was nice to start and finish something. I have so many whips. But, yeah. So what else? I see where you were.
Yeah, and when I get on a regular computer, I can fix it. Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I'm not posting show notes anyway.
So. I'm not a master at Google Docs on an iPad. Okay, so last weekend I wound a ton of yarn, like over 3,200 yards of yarn. That was what, like 7 skeins of fingering, 4 skeins of worsted that are over 200 yards. So yeah, it was a lot of yarn. So in the pipeline I have, I'm not sure how to say this, Fair?
That's what I would say.
I have the books. I haven't read them yet. This is an ode to some Sarah J. Maas books. Her second, the other series. Not the Throne of Glass series, but the other series. By Shannon Cook. And it's a crescent-shaped shawl, worsted weight, with sections of textured stitch or ribbing and whatnot. So I'm going to use Plucky Knitter Scholar, which is like a woolen spun yarn, in Wanderlust, which is a gray, and then Small Batch, which is her line of speckled yarn. Small Batch 21, so it's a white cream base with black speckles. So that'll... The original shawl is knit in a cream color and then a barber pulled white and black. So this is kind of mimicking that a little bit. Plucky Knitter knit one in cashmere. I can see doing stuff in cashmere, just the price tag of cashmere and my lifestyle doesn't lend itself to cashmere. Knit one in Wanderlust in gray and a cream color, so mine will kind of be like hers, just in a different base. And then, so I have that wound up in a project bag ready to go, probably start that maybe this weekend. And then part of my big winding party was all that fingering weight for a Find Your Fade.
You fell down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, and then I was looking at pictures yesterday or last night or something, and I'm like, but I like those colors better now. but I've already spent all this time soaking the yarn so it doesn't bleed and winding it up. So I'm like, well, if I really like it, I'll knit another one or I'll pick different colors. Mm-hmm. And there's plenty of similarly shaped shawls.
Mm-hmm. I saw Stephen West published one recently, too, that's a similar idea with fading, colors fading in.
But I'm not going to, I'm going to wait and see it before I pay for it. So, I've never done any of his mysteries. The one mystery I've done, I haven't enjoyed.
I don't think this one was a mystery because I saw it on the pattern recommendations.
Oh, I thought it was a mystery.
Maybe there's another one.
There's a Marled mystery, I thought is what it was.
There was one where he was, standing with it, like, spread out so I could see the whole thing. So, take a look. Maybe that would be an option.
I don't know. I want to see it before I do it. But anyway, it's a Find Your Fade. And so I'm going to go using, like, a green, not forest green, but it's called Old Copper. So it's a green that kind of leans blue, and then so the range will go from green, and then a gold, and then there's a couple blues at the other end with speckled stuff in between. Mm-hmm. So I've been fantasizing about that. Of course, that's, you know, like thousands of yards of knitting that I'm just going to whip out in no time at all.
Right. You know. I don't understand how people... I can't... Something that big, it would languish for me. I would start it. I'd be very excited about starting it. And it would sit.
Well, and see, anymore, I'm more of like a mindless, something I don't have to really like follow pattern-wise. Mm-hmm. So I'm just afraid that'll be a little more complicated. I don't know. But I'm just kind of like, well, there's always Stash.
Yeah.
It is almost that March, is actually... so, you know, and around your neck. So there, I'm loaded for June. Because, well, I'm not going to wear it anyway. So, I'm set. Yeah. So that's really all I've got. I mean, of course, there's lots of things I fantasize about knitting, but... Yeah. Those are things I actually have wound up in. I pulled out all my nice big project bags, you know, those Erin Lane. I had bought an Erin Lane tote and like a bucket tote. And so I'm like, well, I'm paying money for these things. I'm going to actually use them. So I have all my stuff ready to go. And I bought some new needles. And
do you want to keep going with your acquisition?
Sure. I may have ordered it. When did we record last?
Weekend of February. So it was Super Bowl. Day before Super Bowl Sunday. So it was like
the 5th or 6th or something of February. Okay. It just seems longer than that. But I was able to score some Wollenbine. This is one of them. I don't know if I talked about them last time or not.
Might have.
I think I was waiting on them. She accidentally sent me one of the wrong ski, and so I was waiting for that switch. So I was able to get a ski number her footsie, which is an 80/20 superwash BFL with nylon 400 yards. And this is in the colorway called Enjoy the Silence. So it's like a speckled variegated almost, cream colored base with swatches of, I guess like a purple, magenta, a darker green, a brown, gold. And then I got another one. I can't remember the base. Oh, the Volca base in Dirty on Purpose. Mm-hmm. So I got a couple of skeins of hers.
Very and of course pretty. I've had
Plucky coming too. So, but that's all I've bought recently.
So I mentioned that I went to Austin a couple of weeks ago. I went up there. My husband has an astronomy teacher kind of group that he meets with a few times a semester. And if I can, I go up there with him. And I usually go and hang out with some of our good friends that we stay with when we're there. But they had a baby shower that they had to go to. So rather than just stay home and not go, I texted Jeanette Bookish Stitcher and Heidi, who's Undead Heidi, and asked if they wanted to meet up. Now, Heidi lives in Austin. Jeanette lives in San Antonio, which is an hour or so away. And I was willing to go meet, you know, halfway or do something, but Jeanette wanted to come up and go to Book People, which is a fabulous bookstore in Austin if you have not been before. So we met up there and sat and knitted and talked and shopped. And then after we went and had lunch and then went to Hill Country Weavers, which recently moved from a location on South Congress to further south, and it's a much more accessible location. South Congress is super busy and parking is awful. And I'd gotten to the point where when I would come to Austin, I didn't even want to go. I just didn't want to fight with the traffic. And this new location is much easier to get to. Parking is better. It still wasn't perfect, but it was much, much better. So there I bought the skein of Tuxedo Cat by Ancient Arts Fibercrafts. I was looking around and I kind of was crazy. I'm surrounded by all this beautiful yarn, and I really couldn't find anything that I just really, really wanted. I was specifically looking for something I hadn't tried before, or something that just really jumped out at me, and nothing really was, which was crazy. But then I found the ancient arts stuff, and I, like I said before, I really enjoyed working with that yarn for the Shock Star slouch. And so I started looking through, because I mentioned this, I think, in the last episode. She has a line of yarn, or a line of colorways that are cat themed and one that is dog themed. And the proceeds, part of the proceeds, go to a rescue organization. So I really liked that idea, and I was looking through, you know, looking at what the other colors they have. And then finally, I just like happened to see one that was tuxedo cat, and my cat that died last month was a tuxedo cat. So I bought that in honor of him, and that's why I ended up making the cat's paw. So it was kind of, it was just a thematic knit. But I'm really enjoying this yarn. I don't know what the fiber content is. I was looking on the Ancient Arts website today. I don't have the tag. And all I saw for the fingering weight was just a merino nylon. But I thought for some reason, maybe either the tag said it, or maybe I just saw it on Ravelry and I was confused. It might have a little bit of silk in it. I can't really tell. It feels like sock yarn. But it is soft and it's really nice to work with. So that was one thing. Actually, I ended up buying a set of 16-inch circulars. They're carbons. Knitter's Pride carbons. I really, really like them. I was working on one of the Kit Kat hats, and I was almost done, and it's a three-needle bind-off, and I'd forgotten to bring an extra set of, or an extra needle to do the bind-off, so I bought these, and I love the tips. Mm-hmm. I've started looking at, like, their interchangeables, and I could see being a convert
to these. Yeah, I bought a 7 for hats, yeah. And the hat I knit, I loved knitting with it. Yeah. Now I bought some sock needles, and I didn't. Mm-hmm. It was, the cord was too sticky.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
But
that
can be, I really case. Liked the. I haven't knit with the double. I do have some double points, but yeah. I haven't knit with those yet.
But the join is really nice. I like
the shaft,
and I just really like the tips. They're pointy, but not too pointy. And for the three-needle bind-off, it was perfect as the third. Well, no, actually, it was one of the needle that you do to actually pull the stitch over for the bind-off. It was perfect. I had done it the opposite way with the other hat that I did because I was working on a different set. But yesterday when I bound off the one, I was using this one, and I really, really liked it a lot. The other fiber-related thing that I got is my Elemental Fiberworks February Club shipment. It's a little bit of crinkling, that's the word. I'm not going to take it out. It's actually the same base as the Venus that I was talking about earlier. So it's a Polworth mohair silk blend. And this is in the Titan colorway. And it's oranges and some reds and a really, really dark, almost brown red. Since it's not out, I can't tell you. There may be some pink in there with like kind of like a little pinky red.
Yellow.
Yeah. I don't know that I've ever brought the postcard that she uses as her inspiration. She does a spot-on job with matching the colors to the postcards that... So these are based, this club is based on the set of posters by NASA, and everyone that I've like sat and compared, it's just perfect. The colors are, she does a fabulous job of matching the colors. So there's that. And then the last acquisition that I got is not fiber related. It's a kitten. So I mentioned that we were already starting to look for another kitten. And we hadn't actively started looking, but last weekend I decided, I was just going to go to PetSmart and look and see if they had any, they always have adoptions going on the weekends, but you know, just go see. And they actually didn't have anything, but we decided to go to CAP, which is Citizens for Animal Protection, and just look around and see. And they had a lot of cats, and we ended up adopting a little girl. She's 5 months old. She's a little tiger kitty, like a orange tabby, completely orange. I mean, not, she doesn't have the white feet or white belly. She's just pure orange, and she is the sweetest kitten. She's just so affectionate. She's very playful, but she has been sleeping with us every night, even the first night. She's still a little skittish with the other animals, but she was brave enough to venture out into the living room today. And she will now be in the same room with them. They aren't really interacting much. Actually, Belle, who is our youngest cat, she's 3, seems to be very interested in being Mama Kitty. But they're not quite there yet. Oliver growls at her and hisses when he sees her, but it's gotten less. Pearl is very interested. Pearl's our dog. She's very interested, but she's big, so the cat is more scared of her. But she will walk past her now. She will be in the same room with her. If I bring her in the room and she's there, she'll run. But she's getting there. This morning, she doesn't like for us to use our cell phones. So if one of us is using our cell phone, she'll come up and like rub on the cell phone and try to get our attention. So I tried, I downloaded one of the cat games with the fish. She loved that game. I've never tried that one. Yeah. I've had other cats who they would kind of bat a little bit, but she was going crazy. She's a lot of fun. She's very healthy. She had her first checkup with our vet on Tuesday, and it was so nice because, we had just lost one. So they were really happy to see us with one, and the vet was cuddling with her. It's very, very good. But that is it. That was another thing I was thinking there was something else in acquisitions. Oh, I know what I was going to talk about. So last time it's pre-acquisitions, hopefully. I mentioned that I was going to do the blanket with the Madeline Tosh.
Oh, yeah.
Eat Sleep Knit Yarnathon colorways. And I gave up when I didn't get the second colorway, and since then I've decided that's stupid if I wanted to do it. I'm going to try, and if I can't get very many of them, then there's no point, I don't think. But I'm going to try for the March one and see if I can get it and just keep going. Because, 11 skeins of yarn is going to be plenty. I don't have to have the full 12, so.
You can always trade de-stash or something.
Yeah, too. That's true. I mean, they don't have to be in order. So if maybe later I can get that one. So that's it. Reading and watching?
I haven't really read a whole lot the last month. It's just been tired or other stuff. Took me a long time to read Carve the Mark, which is the new book by Veronica Roth. She's the author who wrote the Divergent series. And with that, I liked the first and second book, not the third book so much. Carve the Mark is a new series she started. It's not dystopian, but fantasy. Kind of in space. And everyone has what's called, or most people have what's called a current gift. So you have some sort of power. Not necessarily like magic, but like, you can, trade memories with somebody, or you can inflict pain or share pain or take away someone's pain. That's what a current gift is. And so, it's the story of Kira, forget her name, who her current gift is pain. So she's always in pain and or inflicts pain on others. Her brother is now the king and uses her kind of as a weapon. And they go and they take over another country or something like that. Some of the world building was a little confusing to me. And I, part of that was me because I'd read for a night or two, not read for like 3 nights. Read for a night or two, not read for 3 nights. It literally took me like a month to read this. So, I thought it was okay. I like 2.5 stars. Mm. I did hit one point where I'm like, oh, this is getting really good. And then kind of, it was a little longer than it needed to be, I think, too. It was okay. Your mileage may vary. You know, I totally, for me, sometimes it's totally the mindset I'm in. If I can read consistently, then I enjoy it a little bit more. And I do think part of that played into this. And I think I've learned to not read reviews on Goodreads. Because that sometimes ruins the book.
Yeah, it can.
And I think I read this after the fact or towards the end. And I'm like, yeah, I can see that now. And then, so, the next book, the book I'm currently reading, I'm about 25% through, is Dawn Study, which is a series, part of a series by Maria Schneider. I've probably have talked about one or two of the previous books in this series. The first book in the series is Poison Study. It starts out, you know, way back with Yelena. Her name's Yelena. Has been in prison and her number comes up, and so her option is to be a poison tester or be executed. So 7 books later, she's, you know, this, her and Valak are now married and expecting a baby and still trying to, you know, fight the commander and evil magic. It's fantasy. I enjoy it. To me, I'm enjoying this much more than Carve the Mark. So, I don't know how many books are going to be in this series. With her having a baby, I don't know how much further I'll go. So, that's all I got. King's Cage came out by Victoria Aveyard. That's the third book in,
The Red Queen?
Red Queen, yeah. So I'll have that at some point in the next couple weeks. I've got that on hold at both libraries.
That reminds me. I got a notification that some book I had a hold on was available, and I don't remember placing a hold. So I hope it's probably, I've actually,
if it's been more than 2 days, it's gone. It's
quite likely I've passed that, because I remember seeing that come through, you know, like on my notifications. I'm like, what was that?
I was probably in a meeting. I always keep a mark unread so that I don't forget about them. Yeah.
So I finished, so last time I was reading A Tree Grows in Brooklyn, and we were debating whether or not I should put it aside. I did put it aside. I picked up Secret Daughter by Shilpi Samaya Gowda, which was so good. It was, I got it at the Texas Library Association conference. Gosh, it was probably about, I think it was 7 years ago. Now, the author was there signing, and one of the main characters in the book is named Summer, and it's spelled the same way as mine, so it already had, you know, this intrigue for me. And the author signed for me and, you know, said something about, you know, and hoping that I enjoyed reading about my namesake or, you know, something like that. So that was nice. But I, the book itself, it is a story of, so there's an Indian man and an American, I think she's American. I mean, they live in America, but she might have been Canadian, but has lived in America for a long time. They were married, couldn't have a baby, and decided to adopt an Indian baby. And then, so it's the story of the couple, and then also the girl who was adopted, and also her birth parents in India who gave her up. So she was, she was born in the mid 80s, and this was at a time, and I don't know what the current situation is, but baby girls were not valued and were often either killed or given away. And so the main character had one baby whose husband disposed of the baby. That's awful, but that's what happened. And then she was devastated, and when the second baby was born, it was a girl, she walked to Bombay. It was Bombay at the time, and gave her to an orphanage there. And this was the baby that was adopted. And so it also talked about, you know, this couple's life moving forward. She never forgot her daughter, but she had also never told her husband about the daughter. She didn't know that they had told the husband that the baby died. So there was the Indian man and his wife and their struggles with raising an Indian daughter. The mother, who was Summer, was not, I was very frustrated with this character because she was not willing to embrace the Indian culture at all. Like, she expected her husband to adopt her ways, but wasn't willing to learn about his culture at all. The only time she had ever gone to India was when they adopted the baby. And so she didn't teach the baby or the girl growing up anything about her culture. And honestly, I don't know why the father didn't, because he could have just as well. But there was a lot of fear on the mother's part that she was going to go back to India and try to find her birth parents. And that part was just a little, it was sad. And then it was the struggles of the girl growing up as she, you know, being different. And it was really interesting because you have the Indian dad and the Indian daughter. So actually the mother was the one on the outside sometimes. And it was a little hard. It made me cry. I haven't had a book make me cry in a long time. But it was just gut-wrenching at parts and heartwarming at other parts. But I really, really liked that book a lot. And then I'm currently reading The Friday Night Knitting Club by Kate Jacobs, which I've had for years and haven't read. And it's okay. It's gotten very mixed reviews on Goodreads. Right now I'd give it a solid 3 stars. I like the characters. I'm enjoying it. But I'm in the same way as Katie. I'm having a hard time reading right now. Even on usually the bus is the time where I want to pick up a book and just read the entire time. And there have been several days lately where I've just sat and played with my phone or did something and didn't get the book out. And in this case, it's not the book. It's just that I just didn't feel like reading. But I guess that's it. As far as watching goes, we haven't been watching anything really. We did watch on Netflix, there's a CNN series. There's one on the 60s, the 70s, and the 80s. I don't know if there are any others. But we watched the 70s first and then watched the 80s. And those were both really, really good. And so we started the 60s, but we haven't watched very much of it. I am still watching Victoria. I'm probably one episode behind on that. I usually don't watch it on Sunday nights when it comes out. But we'll watch it on the PBS app sometime during the week. But I am really enjoying that. I sat and watched 2 episodes a couple of weeks ago and knit while I was watching them.
I haven't watched that yet. My DVR is like almost full. I have that. I have all of Pool Dark. I still have Sherlock. I have some Endeavor and Grantchester. So I have all that taken up room. I did finish Versailles. Mm-hmm. So I finished Versailles. That was okay. It was another one of those, I think if I had watched them more consistently, mm-hmm. I'd watched a whole bunch and then not watched it for like 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. And then, so I'm kind of like, who's this? What's going on? But I like French things and British things, so.
Okay, I think that is it for us for this time. I have no idea what schedules are like, but I know that my April schedule is going to be pretty crazy, so we'll probably try to record again at the end of March before all of that sets in. And hopefully Darcy will be able to make it that weekend when we can do it.
Yeah.
All right. Hope everybody has a great probably month, and we'll talk to you next time.
Bye.